Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. One of the reasons I like people like Dave Harrington and Steve Fisher and some other instructors that are out there is because they have been in the military or law enforcement or both. And then they've taken that body of work and turned this and converted this to where it is applicable for me and you as regular citizens that walk the streets. Most people that can do that had a background in combat arms. Okay? You'll notice that the majority of people in combat arms are not out there talking about certain solutions to certain problems that are based upon something frivolous. So let's get to this. The shootings at Saugus High School in Santa Clarita, California, yesterday have spawned a slew of commentary pieces from gun control advocates trying to use the tragedy in order to push whatever their own favorite policy may be. And none of them will have prevented this heinous crime. And most of them are things you've heard before. Right now, it still seems to be universal background checks being the most popular argument for some reason, despite the fact that this shooter, this 16-year-old, didn't legally acquire the handgun used in the shooting. Couldn't possibly legally acquire a handgun to own. Enter Naveed Shah, a veteran and veterans advocate in Washington, D.C., using the shootings in a column at Newsweek to push for something you probably haven't heard much about before. Safe storage laws complete with mandatory compliance checks by local law enforcement. He writes this. Every year, too many children find and use weapons in their own home. In September, a 3-year-old in the St. Louis area found his father's gun and shot himself by accident. In October, a 2-year-old in Indiana found his mom's gun and shot himself by accident. Service members and law enforcement officers aren't immune. On Mother's Day this year, an Ohio State Trooper's 4-year-old accidentally shot himself with his father's service weapon, which was left loaded and unsecured in a spare room at home. We should look at safe storage laws, such as those advocated by the American Academy of Pediatrics and the Brady Campaign's End Family Fire. Storing weapons safely, as well as even mandating that sheriff's departments conduct regular inspections to ensure it, isn't a high price to pay for any of our children's lives. Yeah, just a common sense law. Allowing the police to enter your home and check to ensure that your firearms are being stored properly. And he bases his argument on what's called an appeal to authority, in this case, his status as a veteran. His column is called, Take It From a Veteran, Gun Control Will Actually Protect Our Right to Keep and Bear Arms. I'm a veteran, okay? And I have no more business telling you how to do things at your home than you do with me. And my veteran status does not make it to where I have some super conduit to a source of information that you don't have access to. And being a veteran doesn't make you an expert on gun control law. You could call, you know, if I were to write a rebuttal from this, you could call it, take it from a guy who's been covering the gun issue for 10 years, gun control will not actually protect our right to keep and bear arms. But all that's a little bit wordy. I believe that people should store their firearms responsibly, but that becomes a relative concept. My youngest son is 28 years old, carries a gun himself. My oldest son is 30, going on 32. He carries a gun himself. There is, and because of this, where I live, I currently do not have a gun safe. Now, you can't find my guns, but I don't have a gun safe. There is no one-size-fits-all law that's going to address everybody's individual circumstance. And we shouldn't even be considering that, because that's what freedom is about. Freedom is, you know, with freedom comes a lot of responsibility. And these things that he's describing, as bad as they are, they're accidents. And accidents are going down, Naveed. I think education would work out a lot better than some sort of expansive safe storage law. And the whole idea of letting cops come to your house to check on how I store anything, including guns, would be a non-starter. What about that Fourth Amendment? What about that, Naveed? The implementation, and the only way to make this idea work would be the same way as universal background checks. They would have to have registration. They would have to have licensing. You would have to, once you have, if you've gone to buy a gun, you might have to show that you have the requisite safe storage already installed at your home. Because how are they going to know who to visit if they don't know who's got what? And of course, they're only going to do this compliance check on a legal gun owner. So the felons and the juveniles that are in illegal possession of guns, who represent a substantial number of negligent or accidental shootings, they're not going to be impacted at all. And these storage laws would prevent juveniles from acting in self-defense as well. Like, for example, a 14-year-old girl fired a 9mm pistol at someone looking to break into her home, according to the Lawrence County Constable Association and confirmed by the Lawrence County Sheriff's Office. Lawrence County Constable Daniel Castle and Lawrence County Sheriff's Deputy Garrett Corey Cook responded to the 911 call and were unable to find the two men after searching for several hours. Castle said, "I think she did take some necessary steps to protect herself, although she could have done it a little better considering that she is 14 years old. She did a good job. I encourage everyone that can legally carry a firearm to carry a firearm to protect themselves and their families just in case the need arises." So does Naveed Shah believe that mom and dad should go to prison and lose custody of their children because their 14-year-old accessed a handgun and defended herself and her sisters? Because that's what he's calling for. That's all he's calling for. When he's mandating these safe stories or safe storage laws, there's no "it's okay because my kid is responsible" exception. They're not allowed access, period, no matter how much training they may have received. So, besides the violation of the Second Amendment and the Fourth Amendment and the 14th Amendment, I guess everything would be okay. I'm not sure. Fourth Amendment protects us against unreasonable searches. What is reasonable about the police coming into your home with no warrant or any suspicion that a crime has been committed solely for the purpose of searching for criminal behavior? I mean, after all, that's not only unreasonable, it's insane. So, when somebody comes to you and says, "I'm a veteran, so you can listen to me," you can say, "I appreciate it." But you don't have to listen to them. They're not speaking from some position of authority or some knowledge that you can't find for yourself. Okay? We are not the all-master beings of time, space, and dimension. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll
Norwegians, the Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, what I'm about to describe to you is important because this needs to go as far as it has to go. Because something happened the other day that is so far beyond the norm in its genre that it absolutely has got to be addressed. I don't follow football very much, so I know who the teams are. I couldn't tell you who most of the players are on these teams nowadays. I might know a quarterback here or there, but that's about it. But last night, the underdog Cleveland Browns met the Steelers, Pittsburgh Steelers. And they showed up and they beat the Steelers 21-7 in a very decisive victory. And normally that's not going to be that big a news. But towards the end of the game, when it was pretty much already done, right? When it's pretty much already decided. I mean, the kind of drives you hear about where you have the hero drives of a Roger Staubach or Joe Montana or Peyton Manning or Tom Brady. That doesn't happen that often. It's a pretty rare occurrence. So here we are towards the end of the game, and the Cleveland Browns have a defensive end named Myles Garrett, who is apparently somewhat of a star. And he got into an altercation. And, I mean, I used to watch football players like Dick Butkus. He would get penalized for trying to bite fingers off. Okay, but I don't think anything like this ever happened coming from him. Mr. Garrett, his team's in a very comfortable lead. The Steelers are on a drive that would have needed 90 yards to put up trash points that would get the Steelers to within a touchdown with no time left to play in the game. So Myles Garrett got into a physical altercation with Steelers quarterback Mason Rudolph back on the Steelers' own 10-yard line. So the play, let me do my best play-by-play here if I can. Rudolph dishes a screen pass to his running back, and Myles Garrett meets Rudolph in the backfield, wrapping him up, spinning and wrenching his body to the ground with authority. To understand why the initial fight took place, you have to understand football. It's okay to go after whoever's got the ball. Once you don't have the ball anymore, you don't get tackled. In the replay, announcer Troy Aikman, former quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, said Rudolph didn't like the way that he was tackled, so the quarterback began to angrily try to wrestle Garrett off of him. Mr. Aikman's characterization is an altogether accurate way to put it, though. The object of football is to tackle players who possess the ball. Rudolph didn't like being aggressively hit and wrangled to the ground while not possessing the ball. So, at this particular point, we're still within the realm where this thing between Mr. Garrett and Mr. Rudolph could very well have been a misunderstanding. And it's possible, even likely, that Garrett didn't see the quick delivery of the ball and assumed that his efforts were to sack the quarterback, not to aggressively pound Rudolph into the ground after he'd released the ball. Here we began to go off the rails. As they're, you know, tussling about on the ground, as big professional athletes will, they both began to wrench on the other's face mask. If you've ever wrestled or fought anyone, you know that controlling your opponent's head is central to the engagement. So that's a natural inclination. And this happens a lot in football altercations. Those face masks are very attractive to grab. But Mr. Garrett, being on top and physically much stronger, actually managed to rip the helmet from Mason Rudolph's head, and he was even able to get up after he did that. And Rudolph, still being angry, pursued Garrett as other players were trying to get in between the two. Once again, we see this kind of thing regularly. Where this became far different and more dangerous than your typical football scuffle is that during the engagement, Myles Garrett actually reared back and attempted to windmill tomahawk slam the helmet he was holding onto on top of Mason Rudolph's exposed skull with furious gusto. Now, any other place you see this, this would be called assault with intent to kill or assault with a deadly weapon. Now, I didn't watch the game, so I watched the playback on this, and I was amazed. I imagine if you saw this live before you saw the guy get up, you'd have thought you might have just seen an NFL player get killed on the field. But whatever happened, the obvious thing was that somebody swung a helmet as a bludgeon. But the first thing that occurred to a lot of people was whether they almost saw somebody get murdered on an NFL field. And it doesn't matter what level you play at. Anybody that plays football knows that you don't swing a helmet at somebody's exposed skull like that. You can paralyze them. You can kill them. And Garrett may have not have been thinking about that in the heat of the moment, but he knows it. He's a professional. And he's always known it instinctively, and he still did it. On social media, they started calling the response to this, because this is barbaric, and they started calling this racist. Some on Twitter suggested that Garrett overreacted, but that narrative is inexcusable and casually racist. Who knows what triggered that, wonders Twitter user R. Holla. Something very unacceptable could have been said, such as the useless nonsense that occurs in social media, especially on Twitter. And I'm thoroughly convinced that social media only exists to get our hackles up. But in the real world, the NFL has a serious problem with this, and they have a choice to make. The NFL is very lucky, because if Mason Rudolph had been murdered on that field with that helmet, they'd probably be out of business, because whoever, you know, the lawsuits that would begin would be staggering. Michael Irvin, former wide receiver for the Dallas Cowboys, in his post-game commentary put it well. He said, in a league where you're trying to mitigate and watch injuries, especially head injuries, where you suspend guys for helmet to helmet, I don't see how you can let Myles Garrett play any more football this year. After snatching a helmet off his head and swinging it with that ferocious hit, I know the league. They have to come down. They have to come down heavy to send a message that this never happens in football again. They have suspended him indefinitely. Somebody needs to be charging him. When you exist with safety equipment and then you use the safety equipment to try to kill somebody with it, this isn't like a combat sport where somebody dies in the ring. This is different. And I'm waiting to see how society reacts to this, because this is a tell, if you will. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification, or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's doing what he can to make things more affordable and more transparent regarding health care.
We're putting forward a proposed rule to require health insurance providers to disclose their pricing information to consumers. We're giving American families control of their health care decisions, and the freedom to choose that care is right before them on the internet. and elsewhere, but on the internet. Very, very open, very transparent.
Republicans are dismissing the latest House impeachment hearing featuring ousted U.S.-Ukraine Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch. New York Republican Congressman Elise Stefanik accuses Democrats of leading a partisan food fight.
As we saw today, he is making up the rules as he goes. He did not let Republicans put forth any unanimous consents. He did not let us control our own time, Republican members' time.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. While all of this nonsense is going on regarding the very one-sided impeachment trial that is occurring right now in the U.S. House, we have U.S. Attorney John Durham working in the background. He has an exceptional reputation for honesty and being unbiased. And now the Democrats and their wholly owned legacy media are singing, Barr is Trump's attorney. So to them, Mr. Durham is tainted. They're already preparing for what they fear and many others are hoping for, arrests and indictments of those who plotted to overthrow Trump with the rigged investigation and fictional Russian collusion. That should go well. That should go along really well with the whole let's impeach the president trope that's going on. This will come perhaps in the coming months and lead to a huge fight as Democrats claim that any arrests and indictments are just further obstruction of justice. And that's ridiculous. And Mr. Schiff and company are already pushing that, such as claiming that insisting on one's legal rights is obstruction. Expect legacy fake stream media, the likes of CNN and the Washington Post, to downplay any arrests and continue what they have been doing for the last few years, which is lying. Yeah.
Facts are no longer honorable with legacy media as they work with Democrats who present their crafted version of reality, wherein Adam Schiff is a much-abused hero valiantly trying to thwart the white supremacist, and, of course, he's a racist, too, Donald Trump. Orange man bad. So the ends justify the means to progressives, as they have repeatedly shown since 2016, when he demolished their narrative and Hillary did not win in a landslide. It's also doing something we're going to talk about in just a second, but we'll get to that in just a minute. They're going to twist facts and ignore events with glee. And if you think they were hostile before, wait until arrests are made. So any arrests are all to distract from Trump's crimes, such as trying to fix illegal immigration and getting us out of the Paris Climate Accord. And as they did with Justice Kavanaugh, they will create false accusations of criminal or immoral behavior against Barr and Durham to discredit them. When you control a majority of the media and you can invent news, you hold a great deal of power. Great economy under Trump? Not according to the media. Imagine, if you will, for a moment, what an unbiased media would have done with the Steele dossier. The connections to Clinton and Democrats would have been exposed. Plain and simple. Instead, reality was ridiculed. His claims of being spied upon and Trump Tower being bugged were right-wing conspiracy theories, when they now appear to be true. Remember the legacy media laughing when Trump claimed widespread voter fraud by Democrats? Then a recent article by Mark Hemingway, Charges of Ohio Voter List Purge Proved to Be Unfounded, contained the frightening fact that Los Angeles County had 1.6 million voter registrations removed due to a lawsuit that found 1.6 million more registered voters than the number of voting age residents living there. And that's just one county. But the media continue claiming that voter ID equals voter suppression. The president has a tendency, a knack, if you will, for being able to communicate with his base, or in Hillary Clinton's words, the deplorables. They're largely patriotic, which the left considers nationalistic and imperialistic. They support law enforcement, which progressives call minority suppression. They believe in borders, something the left considers nationalistic and racist. The leftist plot to destroy the Supreme Court for actually following the Constitution and repeatedly denying progressive schemes like gun control. And although many legacy media companies are struggling, the power of legacy media to set a narrative, once approved by the DNC, continues. And there are other sources of news like talk radio, the internet, Fox News, but legacy media still wields a great deal of power. You can count on them to come out with all guns blazing if the likes of James Comey and Peter Strzok are indicted. And I may hope that Lincoln was correct about not fooling all of the people all of the time. But be very confident that legacy media and the left will continue to try to do just that in 2020. Now, what's happening right now with the left is that what they're doing is they're setting precedent. Adam Schiff is setting precedent. Gerald Nadler is setting precedent. Nancy Pelosi is setting precedent. When the Republicans take over the House, whenever that is, that might be 2020, it might be the election following that, I don't know. We're going to see. I would hope it would be 2020 simply because the Democrats haven't done anything. I mean, I used to sit around all the time and, you know, lament the House under Paul Ryan, how he had a lot of things he could have worked on that he didn't. Because he felt like it wasn't the right time, like concealed carry reciprocity, for example, which they did pass out of the House finally, but it never got taken up in the Senate. So, but what Adam Schiff is doing, what all these other guys are doing, is they're now setting the tone to where when the Republicans are in charge, they can just tell the Democrats, hey, listen, don't bother coming. If I were in charge, if I was Jordan or Meadows or Nunes or whoever, I would be calling everybody to my office in the House Intelligence Committee on the Republican side. I would say, listen, when they start denying us being able to, what was happening is Nunes tried to yield time to a female Republican named Stefanik, and Adam Schiff gaveled her down and told Nunes he could only have the time. He could either have the time himself or pass it off to the Republican Council, which when you have the time, the time is yours to do what you will with it. You can sit there and go if you want to for whatever the time is. But that's not the way Schiff is doing this. So I would get in there and I'd make a big show of sitting up saying, okay, you don't want us to talk, you don't want to gag, you want to keep us out of the loop and everything. The minority doesn't matter. That's what you're telling us. That's fine. I'm going to go to my office and do a crossword puzzle. This is not what I was elected to do. You're keeping me from doing that. You're negating my election. You're trying to negate a presidential election. And you're trying to do it based upon no fact pattern whatsoever. And I would get out of there. And then when I was in charge, if I was in charge of any of the committees or if I was the Speaker of the House, I would look out to the Democrats and I would remind them all the time, for now, I'm in charge. Shut up. Because this is what they're setting up. This is what they're setting up. They've also set up this whole thing where the next time there's a Democratic president, which there will be at some point or another, the next time there's one of those, if the Republicans are in charge, they can just go after him for no reason whatsoever and stop doing things altogether to stifle his agenda. And the House has given away so much authority. They hold the power to the purse. They hold, I mean, that's the biggest power there is in politics is money. And when was the last time they even said, you know what, let's at least look like we're trying to work on a budget? They don't even do that anymore. They don't even pretend to try to do that. So what they have done is they've set a precedent for the fact that they don't, whoever's in the minority doesn't have to matter. And I hope to God, whoever the Republican leadership is, whenever that comes, and it better not be McCarthy. Please don't let it be McCarthy. I'd take Jordan, Nunes, I'd take him, Collins. Collins would be good. At least I think they would. I don't know. But give the live by the Democratic rules. Okay, we don't matter. We're not going to be here. We'll be outside talking about you while you're talking about this. Because you've brought a bunch of clowns out here. You look like a bunch of clowns. We're not participating. Thanks very much. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBX.com or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com.
So, Santa Clarita is still on everybody's mind. It's not even a distant memory right now. And the anti-gun voices are already using it to demand more gun control. Even before the facts were known, Senator Dick Blumenthal. I went to Vietnam. Blumenthal demanded the Senate capitulate to his whims and pass a universal background check bill that wouldn't have done anything to prevent the shooting. And this is normal for anti-gunners. They routinely prattle on about how we need more gun control after a rampage shooting. But Santa Clarita is in California. And right now today, California is the most gun-controlled state in the nation. There's virtually no measure being seriously discussed by lawmakers at the federal level that hasn't been on the books for in California for years. And quite simply, if gun control worked, Santa Clarita wouldn't have happened. For example, John Lott argues that California's gun control laws might actually be the problem. He said another school shooting this time by a 15-year-old at Saugus High School in California, another quest for answers. Yet 20 years after Columbine, the United States is still looking for how to stop mass public shootings. The rest of the world, where mass public shootings are actually much more common, is also looking for solutions. Russia and France, Finland and Norway are among the European countries that experience far more deaths per capita from these attacks. Change is coming, if slowly, in the United States. Earlier this year, Florida and Texas passed major improvements to their laws that are significantly increasing the number of teachers with guns in schools. Both bills received strong support from the state's Republican governors. Florida's bill removed a limitation that only allowed non-classroom-based teachers to defend the classroom.
Texas removed the cap on the number of school personnel that can carry firearms at schools. It isn't by coincidence that every mass public shooting in Europe since at least 1990 has occurred in an area where general law-abiding citizens are banned from carrying firearms for protection, and for recent mass public shootings in New Zealand, Brazil, and the Netherlands. This has also held true for 94% of these attacks in the U.S. since 1950. It's past time for us to do something that really works. With another mass public shooting in California, it is time for California to recognize that its gun control laws might actually be part of the problem. Let's stop leaving our school children as sitting ducks. All of that is a fair point. California law makes it impossible for any teacher to legally carry a firearm in the classroom. Now, until very recently, with the California concealed carry permit, anybody that had one of those permits could carry a gun anywhere a cop could go with a gun, until very recently. You could carry a gun in a school if you had a California concealed carry permit in California. Meanwhile, the same people who are arguing that preemption is wrong because it doesn't let communities decide for themselves how to address gun violence also won't allow communities to decide for themselves how to best to address gun violence. And that's because that anybody who doesn't support gun control is wrong in their minds and shouldn't be allowed a voice. What does that sound like to you? That sounds like climate change, doesn't it? And it's the same way from California. In California, they're ready to take the money from the feds, but at the same time, they won't take the advice from Trump, who's saying that you should clean up the forests around the power lines. You should cut access roads. You should, you should cull trees. Oh, you fool. Don't you know that Gaia knows better? At the end of the day, gun control law, even federal gun control laws, because a 16-year-old can't legally possess a gun. He can't buy a gun. He can't own a gun. And despite all of that, a 16-year-old kid shot up his school. And that's a federal law. It's a federal law that you can't, you got to be 21 to buy a handgun. It's always been that. It's been that way since I was a kid anyway. Yet here we have a child who got a gun and killed people. And we also have another high-profile shooting in a state with the strictest gun control measures on in the country. If gun control works so well, Santa Clarita should not have happened. But it did. And here is a moment in time where we should be looking at this and saying, maybe it's time you stop looking at guns as the issue and remember there's a lot more going on with these killings than weapon selection. In the case of this kid, apparently he had a single stack 1911, and he was counting rounds. Because he knew when he had the last round, because that was the one he shot himself with. And that's all the ammunition he brought. If you want to address the problem, start looking at why these kids want to murder their classmates and not worry about what they want to murder them with. I mean, that's a very reasonable thing. Have you ever watched Dr. Phil? I watched a kid on Dr. Phil. And they're completely taken with viral video. The claim was that they have these viral videos that have been viewed 30 million times, which if I had a video that was viewed for 30 million times, I would be enjoying my life a great deal. But I don't. One of the things that is trendy right now is to go into a place where they sell milk and smash the milk. Yeah. So with that, they film that. And then they post it to Instagram or TikTok or Snapchat or YouTube or Facebook or everything. And that's what happens. And then all of these children who are doing this, all these kids, they all look at their worth. I saw one kid, one guy, and supposedly he had a trans friend that did videos with him, and supposedly they did this for the LGBTQ community. I hope I got all those numbers, letters in there. If I missed one, I'm sorry. And if you want to come after me, well, you're an idiot for that. But that's beside the point. And he said that he no longer spoke with his family because they were not relevant because they had no followers. And this is the value of life today. How many followers do you have? That this is where some people draw the line. Bullying is something that has happened in schools forever. Today's youth are completely, they're so isolated. They know how to text. They're going to grow another joint in their thumbs, and they can text in all kinds of ways, but they don't know how to have a conversation with anybody. I wonder what dating is like in high school now. Do the boyfriend, girlfriend, or however they identify themselves, do they hold hands when they date? Do they go to the dance? Are they sitting there texting to each other? I'm really having a good time. LOL. Me too. LOL. I mean, how do they communicate? There's a lot more going on with today's youth that they've never... I mean, we didn't have to deal with some of this stuff at all. Not at all. So... But back to the main point. If gun control worked, it would work in California because they've got all the gun control there is. And it doesn't work. It's never worked. It's never going to work because the only thing gun control works on are law-abiding people. Rampage killers are breaking the law. It's against the law to kill people. They're breaking that law. They're looking forward to breaking the law. So, anyway. Yeah. Coming up to hour number three. And we're going to be joined by Dean Weingarten as we kick the weekend off. One more hour of ranting. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.